Yeah, I think we switched off once for a set play and Dunfermline scored, and then I thought the whole game was us. Disappointed, but created chances, had every bit of possession, but you've got to get credit to them. Dunfermline defended for the whole game, and we looked comfortable in the game. I thought we'd have scored on them in the game.
Obviously agreed at the end there as well with the penalty claim.
Well, you tell me, what do you think? You've got a better view than I do. No one answer. You ask me, I'm asking you. You've seen it better. What's it look like? Stonewall.
It looked like the two came together.
Stonewall.
Sandwich between them.
Yeah, Stonewall penalty. I think referee's going to report me for asking why he didn't give it. I asked a question. Why would Ryan Hardy, in the 94th minute, through one and one with a keeper, fall? There's your answer. Two people come in, signs, and the ball goes in the same line. Does they move? He looks at it, and I think he bottled it. There you go, that's my words. I'm probably into trouble for saying it, but I'm thinking we deserved a point. We deserved a victory tonight. I think we played against a very good side and we made them look average. And I'm disappointed that the referee didn't give me a penalty in the 94th minute. And if they finished 1-1, I'd have walked away here delighted with the effort we put in. But to come away with nothing is a travesty. We'll probably play worse and win games. So probably best we've played all season.
David for Adam got half an hour or so. It's
a
decent prospect.
Yeah, he's only trained once since he came in, so he's tonsillitis. But you can see what he'll add to us. He's got a low centre of gravity, he's got a great left foot, and we're looking forward to getting out with speed. But every player that played tonight, subs that come on, everybody in the squad are disappointed. But they say, well, we've got another tough game at home on Saturday against Morton, but I'm sure we'll be ready to go. But I just think in football sometimes, I think you don't get with you, sometimes your rewards. And I think tonight was one of these games, I think. So we just move on, go down to Saturday, and another tough game.
Good day,
thanks.
Had to grind out more than anything tonight?
I thought it was a real team performance. I thought the boys gave everything. Obviously with Livingston, you've got to match your attitude because it's fantastic. They're really physical, and I thought we'd done that. And we played some decent football as well, and obviously sometimes in the counter-attack they looked as though we could maybe have punished them. But no, really good performance. You look at even the boys that came on as sub, they gave everything. So you couldn't really ask for much more. It was a big performance, big result, and sets us up for the weekend.
And given the conditions, Alan, I mean, you know, both sides putting a lot of effort.
It was probably an old-school game, wasn't it? You could see no holes barred, both teams going for it. A lot of physical challenges. I think sometimes the referee made it more difficult than it had to be at times, if I'm being honest, with some of the decisions. But as I said, it's great to come out on top, and hopefully now we can build on that again.
Vicky's got the sort of plaudits in the last few games with his goals, but tonight the defence kind of their efforts at the end, just heading everything that came their way.
Big Ashy was everywhere, wasn't he? Cal Morris, it's a great goal as well. We say the defenders, they need to chip in with some goals. He's took it really well, it was like a striker's finish. But he was everywhere, even the last minute of the game, with the ball over the top, Big Ashy's round covering. It was a really good performance. We matched them physically, as I said. We defended really well because they make you defend. They've got a lot of good players. They're a good team. You can see why they've been so consistent this year. They're hard to play against. But the boys, as you said, some of the performances individually, collectively, I think there'll be a lot of tired legs tomorrow.
They didn't appeal for a penalty, Alan. How did you see it?
I don't know. I thought Big Ash should get back round. I thought we had a lot of good chances. Alexander's had a great save for Nicky. Decky's through 1v1. Tom Beadlin hits the post. So overall, we probably deserve to win. Both teams certainly had a go to try and win the game.
Six games unbeaten now. You've said before about the momentum at the end of the season being huge. You must be happy with the run now.
It is, but you're only as good as your last game. And it's, as I said, everybody wants to win the game at the weekend. We know how much it means to the fans, how much it means to the club. So we're desperate to win that one and keep on building on this run we're on just now.
It's another big game, but again, it's a game where cool heads and whatever will be needed and similar level of performance out there tonight.
If they match the effort like they did tonight and the desire they showed and the quality they showed at times, then we'll win more games than we'll lose, definitely.